John McKenzie, Far North Queensland's number one, 4CA.
Do you know, looking out the window here at the studio in our CBD, you're going to love the view of the cruise liner terminal. Now, in yesterday and today, I noticed, still here, is a huge thing, 109,000 tonnes. 300 metres in length. Just imagine the 100 metre sprint. Multiply that by three. That's how long this ship is, the Pacific Encounter. It is monstrous. It's got 2,600 passengers on board, many of whom would be, I presume, walking around the CBD now or heading out to the Barrier Reef or heading up to Coranda or Port Douglas or whatever. But you go back just a year or so, and this wasn't happening. We didn't have any ships coming in. We had very few planes coming in through COVID too, relatively speaking. So in so many ways, we're starting to work our way out of that nightmare. I'm just going to read this briefly from today's Cairns Post, because it's a beaut story. Dylan Nicholson writes, in a boon for the local economy, P&O Cruises have confirmed its cruise liners will once again be calling Cairns home. P&O will home port in Cairns. In June 2023 and May 2024, home porting refers to when a cruise starts and ends at a port, as well as where it takes on board a majority of its supplies. The provisioning is so critically important as well. Ports North scheduling shows the P&O operator Pacific Explorer will be making four turnaround visits from the end of May through June, meaning passengers will embark and disembark in Cairns while the ship bases its operations out of Trinity Inlet for the month. Remember these big ships couldn't get in not that long ago? Home porting from Cairns will likely draw visitors flying in and out to begin and end their journey, thereby spending more time in the region than during a cruising stopover. Ports North Chair Russell Beer said he was quietly confident after ongoing talks that the region would likely see at least a couple of cruise ships from P&O home ported long term in Cairns in the near future as the industry continued to recover. Happy days are here again. Russ is on the line here somewhere. There he is, Chairman of Ports North. Russell Beer, good morning.
Morning, John.
This is a wonderful story, isn't it?
Yeah, I love this news, John.
So do I, because it's not that long ago, Russell. I think we sort of move on and forget about the bad old days. My God, imagine the provisioning people, what they went through. A whole lot of people would have been fundamentally without work because of everything closing down. Suddenly we're back in business in a big way again, thanks to that project a few years ago, the dredging project, which we've all moved on and just about forgotten about.
Oh, trust me, John, I haven't forgotten about it. I've still got a few scars from that one. But, look, you're quite right. It's come back and repaid itself in spades, and it's just going to continue to do so. I think this is going to be the gift that keeps on giving.
Can I just ask you about that provisioning component and how important it is? Most people just think, oh, yeah, people going from cruises, they get on the boat and get off the boat and spend a few bob. But the provisioning is important to our local economy.
It is, John, and obviously we'll take cruise ships here every day of the week, whether they're home porting or not, because it's good for the region, good for the port, and we get more and more people into our town and see it, which is great. The difference with home porting, as you say, is not only do they do provisioning here and they buy all sorts of supplies, fuel, and all the things they need, but critically, you've got people flying into Cairns to get on a ship. They normally stay here for a couple of days beforehand. They might stay for a couple of days afterwards. So that's good for our airline flights, it's good for our hotels, good for our restaurants. So, yeah, it was just a win-win.
Russell, this is a monster in here today, I think 108,000 tonnes. What's the biggest ships can come in here lengthwise? I mean, this is 300 metres virtually. Lengthwise and weight-wise, what's the biggest?
I tend to avoid talking about weight, John, because I think about my stomach. At the moment, the 300 metres about sees us out. We could maybe push the envelope, but at the moment, we're pretty comfortable there. Mm. The other thing is that we can get two of these in at once, and you would have seen that about a month ago. We had two of them here.
Yes.
That's one of the, I mean, we always talk about the channel dredging project, but part of the channel dredging was also that we strengthened our wharf there so we can actually have more ships alongside it at one time. So pretty impressive when you got two of those big fellas there side by side, basically 15-metre buildings coming into the middle of town. John, I was in Orchid Plaza the other day upstairs at a sushi place, and the guy there was telling me how when the ships come in, people find him. So if they're finding a way upstairs into Orchid Plaza to buy a sushi, there's a fair chance they're spending money all around town, which is great.
Now, the tonnage is irrelevant once you realise that 300 metres is the longest ship that can fit in there. Is that right?
Oh, no. Well, the other thing is they're not just getting longer, these ships. They're also getting wider. So the tonnage is important. So the other thing we did as part of the shipping development project is we widened the swing basin so that bigger, wider ships can turn around. So, look, we're in a pretty good position there, and that's really our sweet spot around that sort of 260 to 300 metres.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is opportunity for us to slightly wind that out to maybe up to 310, 320 metres, which is going to do a little bit more work. But for the moment, that's sort of where the market is, so we're actually in the sweet spot of the market, so we're doing pretty well there.
Now, Russell, a lot of people gaze out across the waters off Yorkeys Knob to those, I presume, are they even bigger ships, or are they just out there to avoid paying the fee to the Port Authority for coming into town?
Oh, I don't think they try to avoid the fee, John. I think they realise they've got to pay to use the services, but you're not seeing much of that anymore because, you know, the ships that used to stay out there are now, by and large, coming in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the very big ones, if you're talking about the hugest ships in the world, the 400-metre pluses, they're never going to come into our port, and our port, you know, just simply couldn't accommodate them. But by and large, the preponderance of the vessels that are plying their way up and down our coast can get in here now, which is terrific.
Yeah. Excellent update, Russell. Thank you.
Good on you, John. Thanks, mate.
Isn't that an uplifting story for people who were struggling in business? That's Russell Beer, chairman of Ports North in CBD.